There was another record-setting sale, this one on Wall Street. Despite anxiety in the financial markets about the economy, investors flocked to buy stock in credit card giant Visa. Yesterday, the company completed the biggest IPO or initial public stock offering in U.S. history. At $44 a share, the IPO raised nearly $18 billion. And when the stock made its appearance today on the New York Stock Exchange, the price jumped nearly 50% higher. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
It's rare for a brand-name company, especially one that controls 60% of the market, to make its debut on the stock exchange. That and the sheer size of the deal explain why there's been so much interest. Moreover, investors are looking at what happened to Visa's smaller rival, MasterCard. Less than a year ago, it went public at $39 a share. Today, it's trading at about $210 a share. Going public in a struggling economy and a volatile stock market may seem strange, but Nicholas Einhorn, an analyst at Renaissance Capital, says in this case, it makes sense.
The first thing to realize is that they're not a credit card issuer directly, so they don't take on consumer credit risk. Rather, they just generate revenue from processing transactions.
So every time you swipe your Visa card, the company makes money. And more of us are using plastic for just about everything, including gas and groceries. Einhorn says there's a second reason the IPO makes sense. Many of the banks which owned Visa in a banker's cooperative need the cash they'll get from the sale. Some banks will make additional money for underwriting the deal. J.P. Morgan, for example, will take in more than $1 billion. Bank of America, about half that. For the struggling banking industry, that cash will be a welcome windfall. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.